A couple of things I'm worried about.
What are you worried about?
Well, you know, you got these new rules for the lockdown, and it's all a little bit, we don't really know what's going on.
It's a bit
on.
Vague.
Yeah, a bit vague. My biggest problem that I have is the fact that I can't get in touch with my holiday provider for Spain.
Right.
Because it says on the website, and when you ring the number, it says, because of the current situation, we are dealing with vacations or holidays and trips on a date-by-date basis.
Yep.
But we have been reading in the press that I'm going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks when I get back and quarantine for 2 weeks when I land. Yep. I'm only there for a day, for a week.
Yeah.
So how...
And now, according to the health secretary, summer holidays for Brits will be cancelled this year.
So,
so you're not going anyway. That's broke today. Health Secretary told another media outlet that the public likely won't be able to go out of the country for a gateway for the remainder of the summer. Foreign summer holidays for Brits will be cancelled this year thanks to coronavirus, Matt Hancock has said today.
So have you just read that off Matt Hancock then?
Yeah. Yeah, he's confirmed that on This Morning with Philip and Holly.
You need to talk in your bank account. You're really low.
He's confirmed that with Philip and Holly this morning.
So, definitely, nobody's leaving the country.
Foreign summer holidays for Brits will be cancelled this year thanks to coronavirus, Matt Hancock has said today. The health secretary told ITV's This Morning that the public likely won't be able to go out the country for a getaway for the remainder of the summer.
This feels now like more of a stringent lockdown. Does it to you or not? To me, it does.
I don't think the government know what they're doing. That's my honest opinion. I think they've set a roadmap out which is very vague. Whereas when we went into lockdown, it was, you can do this, A, B, C, D, done. Everybody knew where they stood. Yeah. You still had the idiots that went out and broke the rules. But it's, to me, it's that mentality, yes, we need to get back to normal as quick as we can. Is it the right time? In my opinion, no. Is going abroad at this current time, at the day of this recording, the right thing to do? Absolutely not.
No. But in August, when everyone started to reopen, things are back at work.
Yep.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I would hope that that statement, what he's made, is as things stand
at the moment,
we can't see people going out of the country in the during the summer.
Yeah.
But as the roadmap unveils, because the one thing about the roadmap we know is that June the 1st is stage two.
Yeah.
We know that. That's dead clear. So maybe we get to June the 1st and they say, we've assessed the situation. You can now interact with other households. Then the next one being, I think, 10th or 15th of July. They may get to July and say, we're quite happy that we can now do international travel. Because Ryanair have confirmed today that they're going to start 40% of their flights on the 1st of July.
You look at Benidorm, and Benidorm bars have opened up.
Yeah.
And restaurants have opened up. The expats, I've seen photographs on social media.
In the pubs.
In the pubs sitting outside, and I'm like, stop it.
Envy comes to mind. Envy.
Now I'm getting angry.
But I think the thing is, what's nice about this is, as much as they're putting it in the paper as a bad thing, if in Benidorm, for example, they go into the pubs, they socialise, have a few beers, have a nice time, and the rate stays low,
it proves a point that
it can be done.
Yeah.
So I really hope the roadmap that's been set out works. Boris Johnson is adamant that if we follow these stringent, clear paths, which are Boris, I'm sorry, mate, far from clear, if we follow them, we'll get out of this quite quickly.
Yeah. So my other after-school teacher.
Yep.
So there's a lot to get through on this podcast, this weekly diary one, right? So the school teachers are in for a whole load of either. So do you know what they've said?
Bits. But I'll let you...
Right, okay. So these are the rules, okay? Boris Johnson and the government hope to open all primary schools to all children by the end of June. So at the start of June, on the 1st of June, the next phase, phase two, they hope to welcome year one and year six.
Yep.
Right? This is not secondary school. He's already said secondary school, forget it.
Yeah. And am I right in saying that... reception and infants.
That's
as well.
It. Yeah, 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 yeah. All the young'uns and all the old'uns in the school, and the ones in between later on in the month. So you know, that's fairly. So my other half is a school teacher. She's got her head around that. That's fine. Today, a little bit more news has come out to talk about the latest rules and regulations. So, are you ready for these?
Yep. Excuse me.
So by the end of June, they want all primary school children back in school. Classes are going to be no more than 15 per group children in a class. My other half's class is 32 children.
Yep.
She's got a five. So she can't have all of those in one class. And they've got to move the tables 2 metres apart.
Yep. What do you do? Pick the clever ones and leave the not so clever ones in playground with a rope that's 2 metres apart?
I don't know. I honestly do not know, right? So you've got that going on. So she's got to sort all of that out.
Yep.
Okay. So where do her other half of class go? What other room? They suddenly need to build a double classroom.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Or get a building company, which is now allowed back to work, to double the size of the school.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
In
a month.
3 weeks.
Yeah, not a chance. Anyway, they're not allowed to play on their PE equipment, touching it and playing on it. So all the outside climbing frames of football, all of that's gone, right?
Are they allowed play times and break times?
Staggered play times and break times. Staggered lunch times.
One
staggered
kid pops out 5 minutes, another kid pops out, or different classes.
All I was told and all I've seen is staggered. They use the word staggered.
So
maybe it's that class of 15 that go, then they come back, then the other half of the class of the 15.
Yep. So say then, excuse me, so say then that your other half, her class, are due to go out for playtime at 10 o'clock, for example. So the kids go out, playtime. How are the kids going to go out for playtime?
And socially distance.
And play on their own?
They're not, right?
So what's going to happen is the kids are going to go to school. One kid in 15, one kid might carry this terrible, terrible virus.
Yeah.
Send it home to their parents.
Yeah.
Who then go to the park and meet one of their parents or one of their friends every single day.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my opinion?
Mm.
Full lockdown by June. That's what my gut's telling me. Full lockdown.
There is an answer to all of this, right?
There's a problem to all of them, isn't there?
Right, okay. So I've briefly told you what she's looking at, she's got to sort out, right?
Is this the thing where I've seen them on the news where they've been, like, taping half the table? So a kid sits one side, but the tape with the X on, nobody can sit that one.
No.
Distance.
I know that she's looking at a whole load of mither. Right, so I completely get that. And I've only told you a snippet of what they've got planned. She told me from the DFE, which is the Department for Education.
Yep.
DFE. Huh?
E, yeah.
DFE, yeah. She's told me a little bit about what's in that briefing that she's had from her head teacher and all that kind of stuff. And I can't divulge any of that anyway.
All hush.
Yeah, but it is.
You'll tell me.
All I will tell you is it's a whole load of mither that is just not going to work.
Nope.
Right? Anyway. So the answer to the school situation, sorry, I'll pull me back out before you got here.
Mm-hmm.
I stretched and my side aches. My answer to all of this going on in schools is two answers, right? Give the teachers PPE, but they're not being supplied PPE.
We can't get it to nurses, never mind teachers.
So that was my first answer. Give the teachers PPE. That then stops the children or the so-called super spreaders who don't know they've got it, giving it to the teachers, teachers bringing it home, me taking it to my mum's or taking it to wherever.
Just don't bring it here. I don't care where you take it.
Right, okay. So there's that. If that's not going to work and they can't get the PPE, then what they need to do is... When you go through the door of the school, you go through a rigorous clean. Yeah?
Like a vapour spray or something.
Vapour spray.
It's like the old days. You see, the kid walks in and you get the jet wash out.
Yeah. A disinfectant spray. Yeah. Get one of those. They also have... I'm just looking at my levels, by the way. Look a bit louder. So a disinfectant spray.
Yep.
And or gloves to wear in school, or hand gel to wear. A bit like an hospital. When you go into an hospital, you immediately go to the, the gel.
I went on a cruise ship 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You cannot go on the cruise ship until you've squirted your hand with sanitizer once you've been off on an excursion. This has been going on for 20 years on cruise ships.
Yeah. So make this is my answer to everything.
Yeah.
Everything, right? So when you land, yeah, from going from Spain, for example, you land, you get given an antiseptic wipe, a hand gel, and you have to walk through one of those like trays with disinfectant water in. So your shoes have got it off.
Yep.
You've got it off. Da 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 da. And you take.
You go through a body scanner, don't you?
Yeah.
So why not?
So there's the answer to that, right? So life can go on, but we've got to adapt. This is where it comes in, the new normal.
Yep.
Right. So instead of coming back off an holiday and going willy nilly and spreading everything everywhere, you clean yourself on the way through the airport. Yep. So you go through your walk thing. That's gone. You go through your hand gel, that's gone. They give you a wipe for your face. You wear a mask when you come back for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So you don't spread it anywhere else, all that kind of stuff. No need to stop people's lives and holidays.
Right, I've got a simple question for you.
Right. So they could do that in schools, can't they?
Yeah.
So and disinfect on the way in and on the way out.
On the way out.
Yep. So if they've got coronavirus, it stays in the school.
Even simpler for schools. And I want to know why this has not happened. Okay. How many kids, now by kids I mean kids and parents, at all ages have not got access to a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop?
They have.
Every single family has got access.
Yeah, no, the children do have a tablet, because when the lockdown kicked in originally, they supplied all the children with laptops. And I think... in the government, the guy said, you know, even for disadvantaged children that don't have the technology at home, we will supply you
So there's also a great tool called Zoom that you've been using.
Yeah, I've used it,
Weekends and stuff. I've used.
Mm-hmm.
Why have we not done a virtual school? Why is it not? Your other half has got 32 kids, right? She puts a lesson on, speaks to all the parents at 10 o'clock. We are going to be doing, on Mondays, for example, 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing this subject. At 2 o'clock, we're going to do this. And every single day at 10 and 2, there's a half an hour lesson with the teacher. Because the government have said they want every child and kid to have a month's worth of teaching.
Before the end of the year.
So why not have your other half doing a Zoom-based virtual lesson.
Yeah.
10 and 2, Monday to Friday, add structure, also allows the kids in the class to see all their friends on Zoom, at which, when your other half has done her lesson, the kids can go absolutely crazy, talking to each other, staying in touch, so you've got socialising, you've got social distancing, you've got education, you've got structure. Why have we not just done a simple virtual class, one teacher, your other half knows who her pupils are.
Yeah.
32 kids on Zoom.
Can they have 32 on a Zoom session?
As far as I'm aware. I've seen that's got 40 and 50 on.
Wow.
Why have we not done a virtual classroom? All the kids every week get education, structure, the ability to see the teacher, and the ability to see the friends.
I think the argument there is that not everybody's got a great internet connection at home, probably, to have it done, but I don't know, we're getting into politics again there, though, aren't we?
But to me, it's just a simple solution. Rather than send the kids back to school and put them potentially at risk, or put the teachers at risk, do a virtual class.
Yeah.
And see if it works.
I think everyone's playing down the fact that the impact on children's health with coronavirus is very, very low. But that's the problem. Yeah. If the kids don't know they've got it, or they don't know they're ill, they're spreading it against themselves, and they're taking it home for parents, for grandparents.
Exactly.
I've got a tickle in my throat, buddy. I'm not ill.
Clear. No COVID here.
No, not at all.
I'm still curious to know whether we've had it. I would really like to have a test to see.
My other half had a letter yesterday to go for a test.
Ah.
To see if she's had it.
Right.
Now, I'm said to her, so that's open to your whole household because we're both key workers.
Yep.
I haven't had a letter.
Do you want to know something that I find disgusting?
What?
You know what my other half does for a living.
Yes.
Who does my other half work for?
Can we say?
Yeah.
NHS.
Never been tested.
Not
been offered a test, and works in the NHS. doesn't work as a nurse on the front line. Which
she's got to do a swab in her mouth or something, yep. And then a courier picks it up, seals it, and takes it off.
Danny's had no test or offer for a test as things stand, and has worked all the way through this.
That's really bad.
I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, that is really bad.
And only got given a mask.
He needs a test.
He only got given a face mask 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. He needs a test more than my other half needs a test, and she's a school teacher.
But that's a story for another day, because that will send me on a right tangent.
Oh, my days.
What else have you got for me then?
Right, so there's loads of other stuff. One that I really do want to mull over with you, and me and you can both take part in this little conversation. The government had given the Premier League the green light to play behind closed doors.
Hallelujah.
Stop. Hang on. No. Up until I met you,
yep.
I'd never been to a football match.
That's so this you've would lived not, a sheltered life.
Because this would never, ever interest me.
No. Nope.
Right? So I don't even hold a season ticket. I don't own a football branded top. Right?
So you're disgraced, yeah. Men.
But I have been, as you know, with my friends,
yep,
to Stoke City.
It's not proper football, that, mate.
Stop it. And I've had a fantastic time. And you know, the atmosphere is great, and that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Going to I do not want to watch a football game on telly.
I think this is the weird thing, because at the moment, what do we look forward to?
So every England game I used to watch in the World yep. Cup and the Euros would be on TV.
Yeah.
I'd go to the pub with my mates. They'd yep. be all screaming at the
Why
pub.
Why did you go to the pub with your mates?
Because of the atmosphere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
You've just banged the table. It's just gone crack. It's gone hissy again. I have to edit this.
Tap your
it's the It's the desk. It's the whole desk. Stop now.
Has it?
Yeah. Banging the desk. Stopped.
Strange.
So don't bang the desk with your elbows.
Hachia!
Right, so, yeah.
The thing is, it's the atmosphere, isn't it?
It's the atmosphere.
So they've given the green light for the Premier League to return, talking about from the 1st of June. Now, whether that's the season starts from the 1st of June,
restarts
from the 1st of June, or the lads go back to training. Now, a lot of them are back in training at the moment.
On my prep sheet, it says, given the green light to start playing behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And be broadcast on
the
telly.
Now, don't get me wrong. The players don't want to play behind closed doors.
Because they feed off the atmosphere. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a Liverpool fan. The atmosphere at Anfield, I have been on many occasions,
yeah.
is like a 12th player.
Yeah.
But it's dead simple. Play behind closed doors and allow us fans to have something to look forward to in an evening or at a weekend.
Yeah.
Or don't play at all.
I get that, but I think you're only playing behind closed doors in order to satisfy the points that they need to finish off the season with.
Yeah, they need to finish the season.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why they're doing it. So in my opinion, let's just pause now.
Yep.
The football. You're going to hate me for this.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you. If I'd got 2 metre-long arms, you'd be getting slapped.
if we can pause the whole season and just go, do you know what? Let's restart where we left off. Next year, when it's safe to do so, so that people like me can go back yeah. to a football ground, which I'm really addicted to now.
Part of me doesn't disagree with you at all. And I've had this conversation with a few people on my sports show that there is no rush to get the season back up and running. If we don't start the season until November, what does it matter?
And does it matter to the lower leagues? Because they...
Well, the lower leagues have all been cancelled.
They depend on... So they're not going to play now again this season? Right, okay.
Everything from...
So we're talking Northwich Vicks and all those kind of...
Northwich Vicks, done.
So they're
so
not
basically,
gonna,
from step three so, down, their season is done and it's right. been removed from the history books, which I have to go on record and say, and I have done on my sports show, that absolutely stinks.
It's been removed from the history books, as in...
Expunged, null and void.
So all the hard work they've done doesn't matter now?
All the hard work they've done, start all the from money
where,
spent...
They start from where they left last season off?
They've wiped the lot. Why the idiots at the FA cannot do a points per game average, I don't know. In the National League, there has to be a promotion this season because Bury went out of the league. They went out of business. So there has to be a promotion from the National League into League Two to make it up to 72 teams rather than 71. The Premier League and the Championship will continue. They've said, I think they've announced this morning, that they are not going to void the season, which is great news to me as a Liverpool fan because I want to see my team lift the trophy. But
But to lift the trophy, you wanted to be there.
Well, you want to do it with your fans, and this is where the next problem comes. Because if Liverpool, for example, are playing at Anfield, and they're playing, I don't know, Brighton over Albion, for example, behind closed doors, A, will they play crowd-based music to give an atmosphere during the game? Because ultimately, if it's going to be on the telly, there's going to be a lot of effing and jeffing.
Because they can hear it, yeah.
We're going to be able to hear that on the telly. Yeah, so but are they going to play
but
music?
You need the commentator. Now, the commentators do great jobs. I love commentators.
Absolutely amazing.
Right? So they're going to have to... But you've been a football manager.
Yep.
Let's live in a fantasy world for a minute. So let's just say you're the football manager of Stoke City. Yep. Off the top of my head. Uh-huh. Right? Where would your heart lie and your passion lie if the FA turned around to you and said, right, you're going to have to start playing behind closed doors now for the foreseeable future? Will you be like, no way, my players need to be in front of an audience?
No.
Because that's what it's to get. Or is it all about, let's just finish it off with these points?
I think there's two mentalities behind it. Number one is the most important thing is that we beat COVID-19. That's the most important thing. But I think psychologically and for mental health, football fans, human beings in general, sports fans, need something to look forward to. We're losing episodes on the telly left, right and centre. Things like Britain's Got Talent will be on for another couple of weeks and then that's going to go because they can't do the live stuff. The Voice can't do live stuff. Strictly can't do live stuff. We need some kind of sport. So if it is safe for my players to play against Birmingham at the Bet365 behind closed doors, but it's going to be televised, A, we're going to get money into the club because it's televised. B, our fans get to watch us. I would just suggest that maybe during the game there is fan-based noise or something. My concern is that, going back to Liverpool, if Liverpool were to play Brighton over Albion and win, meaning they would win the league, excuse me, are you telling me that 30, 40, 50,000 Liverpool fans ain't going to queue up outside Anfield to celebrate Liverpool winning the first league in 30 years?
Okay, next point then. Who would you meet in a park if you could only meet one person out of your household? Here we go. So why are you not?
Because I think the government have completely and utterly... I think we reacted too late. I think we're reacting too quick. I, like some of my friends and family, I'm following Nicola Sturgeon because I believe... And I could be completely wrong. I believe it's too soon. If I go to a park, which I did this morning, for a 5-mile run, I go on my own. If somebody comes towards me, I go a different path.
The only answer to all the confusion about everything is just to lock it down again. Just go, look, forget everything I've said. Just lock it down.
Can you honestly see... The government, and I like Boris Johnson. I'm a massive Boris Johnson fan.
He ain't
going to
backtrack.
I love his passion.
He's not going to backtrack.
Can you see him putting his hands up saying, you know what? We've made a mistake here. Lockdown again till the 1st of June. We need more time to assess what's happening. That's what he should have done, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think the frustration for me is I get forced, right? And this is controversial. I get forced to have British citizen on my passport.
Right, okay.
I'm English.
Well, right. I don't know.
We live in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but we're not
so
united.
So why is the kingdom united, apart from England, on this policy?
Well, he said on his we're getting into politics now, and I don't want to do politics. But Nicola Sturgeon and the Welsh fella said, we are not following Boris Johnson of the UK,
yep.
The English Prime Minister. So it's a roadmap out of lockdown for England alone,
yep.
Not for the others.
But did they not say 2 days before, this is a four-nation policy?
Yeah. Yeah, they did,
That's why it's confusing, because to me, if we're all singing from the same hymn book, but you and I, for example, present a radio station.
Yeah.
We're the only two people in this radio station Monday to Friday.
Mm.
Are we on the same hymn book?
Yes.
Is everything we do not symmetrical? We're very different. But you do your show in the morning.
Yeah.
I take bits from your show and use them in my show so that everything syncs together.
Oh, there's nothing worth taking from your show anyway.
We're just two idiots on a local show.
Yes.
The government are fighting amongst each other.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But we're not going to get into politics because it's all too confusing anyway.
Very.
Right. I think that'll do for today's, but I got a feeling we might have to do a part two to this week because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Hell of a lot of stuff.
And it's all a bit messy.
And I think later in the week we might kind of understand a bit more.
Yes. Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. Ta-ra. Say bye then.
Goodbye.